You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
You're up. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me. Andy Dorf, welcome in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is, and whatever's going on for you at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Well, the Final Four, people, it's finally here. March Madness finally lived up to the hype of being March Madness. Finally got those great games. Finally got some competitive basketball. And now we have ourselves a Final Four. It's Texas Tech. It's Michigan State. It's Auburn. And it's Virginia. And I'll tell you what, I really like the Virginia story. When you think about what happened to those kids last season, the only number one seed to ever go down to a 16 seed. They go to the Final Four the following year. That's pretty damn cool, man. That is pretty damn cool for those kids, that university, that coach, everybody involved with that program. So kudos to them. What about Auburn? Holy cow, man. Playing without their third best player, third best scorer. They literally just went out there and battled, man. Those guys, you got to give them all kinds of credit. Bruce Pearl had those kids ready. They were undermanned. They were undersized. But it didn't matter. They had more heart. They had more determination. They had more grit. And they got it done, man. Michigan State, what can we say about them? Holy cow. Getting past Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, Mike Krzyzewski. It was a pretty impressive day, to be quite honest with you. And then Texas Tech. Wow, man. Those guys really played phenomenal. So, all around, a really, really cool Final Four. We're going to break it down like crazy here on the program. We'll talk about the NBA. We'll get into some Major League Baseball. We'll get into it all like we always do. You know how I do it, man. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Just getting warmed up on the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
This time, Gray with good position to grab the board for Texas Tech. Down court, Moretti. Moretti at the right arc. Pulls up for the three. It's good! Davide Moretti with his first points of the day. And the Villanova lead is trimmed to 8, 50-42 with 7.5 minutes to go.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the March Madness tournament as... I'll tell you what, it started to heat up with the Elite Eight, the Sweet 16. Games got better, man. They got a lot better, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, please, dorfonsportsradio.com. Texas Tech was fantastic, man. Fantastic. Getting it done over the number one seed, Gonzaga, on Saturday, 75-69. Virginia going toe-to-toe with Purdue. That was a spectacular basketball game. Goes into overtime. Carson Edwards had just one of those games that you're just never going to forget. Dude was hitting shots from everywhere. 42 points in a losing cause for Purdue. As Virginia, like I said, man, what a story. This team lost to the number 16 seed last season. First team in NCAA history to be a number one seed and go down in that first round. Next year, they bounce right back. That's pretty cool. And what can we say about Purdue? What a tremendous effort. Too bad anybody had to lose that game. No joke. Too bad anybody had to lose. But Virginia... That's impressive. And you know those kids felt great about getting to the Final Four. First time since 1984. First time that a Virginia team has done that. And Texas Tech, first time they've ever done that. So that's cool stuff. That's cool stuff, man. Feel bad for those kids from Gonzaga, but truth be told... Another tremendous season. Mark Few does a great job of getting those guys into the tournament year in and year out. But for some reason, when they get to the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16 or the Final Four, if they can get there, they hit that hump. And they don't get it done. But don't take anything away from Texas Tech. They played fantastic. They deserve to win. That's why they're in the Final Four. And then what happened on Sunday? Auburn, I mean, wow. Seriously, what an unbelievable effort. Just a tremendous effort. Jared Harper, I mean, dude goes off for 26 points. And late in the ball game, hit some critical shots. P.J. Washington, the guy was great too for Kentucky. 28-13, a couple of steals to go along with it. That big three-pointer at the end of the game. But Auburn had every answer, man. And you just have to give Bruce Pearl and those kids just so much credit, man. So much credit. They hadn't beaten Kentucky, man. They played them twice already. One time they lost 82-80. The other time it was a blowout. And then this one, I had a feeling it was going to be tight. Another one of those games that went into overtime. And the way that that game, the ups and the downs and the ebbs and flows and the emotions, man. Whew. That was good stuff. It was really good stuff. Calipari, man, look. Really good job with those kids. Played a couple games without Washington. Then he comes in and he plays fantastic. But Auburn, just a hot team. Just a hot team. And a team that's ready to see what happens in the Final Four now. Michigan State pulling off the one-point victory. And again, Auburn 77-71 over Kentucky in overtime. Michigan State 68-67 over Duke. Wild game, man. I knew it was going to be a wild game too. Knew it. Just when you get big dogs together like this, Michigan State and Duke, I'm sorry, but it's going to be a heavyweight fight, man. It's going to be a heavyweight championship right there. Krzyzewski and Izzo, two of the best ever to coach in college basketball. And finally, Tom Izzo gets it done. His record has been just god-awful against Duke and Mike Krzyzewski. I think the one time he did beat him before this, national title, perhaps. So you can take a little bit of comfort in knowing that if you're Tom Izzo, obviously. But point being is, record hasn't been so good up until your last battle, which is on Sunday when they played, and Michigan State walked away the victor, 68-67. And Zion Williamson is awesome. I can't wait to see his game at the next level. Can't wait to see his game. But give credit to Michigan State. Give credit to Auburn. Give credit to everybody that's in the Final Four. Virginia, their story, it's pretty spectacular, man. It really is. Texas Tech, their story equally spectacular. And then you think about what's to come, right? Well, what's to come next Saturday, April 6th, when you have Auburn playing Virginia? That'll be the first game, by the way. Second game, Texas Tech playing Michigan State. If you don't know where it's happening, it's U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I used to live in Minneapolis. Great town. Great town. Better town in the summer than it is in the winter, that's for sure. And let me tell you something. They'll be prepared for this. They'll be ready to rock and roll. They know what they're doing in Minneapolis. I've been to several Final Fours. I remember back in 91. When I was there in Minneapolis as a student at the University of Minnesota at the Metrodome. That was just cool stuff. The Fab Five, if you don't remember them, that's who was representing back then in the day for Michigan. Not Michigan State, but Michigan. The Fab Five. Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, Bray King, Juwan Howard. In case you forgot all those guys, man. But yeah, this is a fun time, real fun time. Final Four. This is what every college Division I kid that plays basketball with dreams of getting to the NCAA March Madness tournament, this is where they hope to be. These are the four teams that got there. Once again, Auburn playing Virginia in that first game. Texas Tech playing Michigan State in the second game. And when you think about these teams, to be quite honest with you, they were all pretty good throughout the season all year long. So, yes, we only have one number one seed, which is Virginia. And by the way, they're supposed to win this tournament, so it's good that they got here. They had the highest percentage, something like 33 or 35% chance of winning the tournament coming into the tournament. So the fact that they got here shouldn't necessarily be a surprise or a shock. But I do think it's one hell of a story when you have what happened to them 1 year ago, losing to a 16 seed, the only number one seed to ever do that. And then the next year you get to the Final Four. That's cool stuff. Auburn, Bruce Pearl, and without their kid that tore his ACL getting to the Final Four. Unbelievable stuff. Texas Tech, their journey. Michigan State, how they made it happen. Again, man, this is what every college kid wants to play for. These are the four teams that got there. Anyways, lots to get into, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Love to talk to you there as well. Please check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. When I come back, man, might get into some NBA basketball because it's getting interesting. Golden State with a one-game lead now, I think, over Denver. They blew an opportunity. Milwaukee slips up in Atlanta. So a lot to get into. Andy Dorf, weekend recap. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Florida State, no field goals now in the last 7 minutes plus. Simpson just dribbling out front. Two-step from midcourt left side. Now he heads toward the basket. Kicks it to the corner for Robinson for three. Got it! 54-44, 2:20 to play. Michigan's lead is 10. It's a 7-0 run.
The pass, like a shot. Oh, oh, go! Oh. It's all over. Michigan State University, national champions, 1979.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good work, even when he doesn't know it. And a fly ball hit back in the deep right field. Number 4 for Kristen Yelich.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
That's my man, Kristen Yelich, baby. Doing what an MVP does, man. Starting out the season just the way he left off last season. Guy has had a home run in every single game of the year. And not only that, he topped it off by having a walk-off double to win the game for the Milwaukee Brewers. 5-4, they beat the Cardinals, and the Brewers are in solo possession of first place. So, you know what, good to see them getting out of the gates pretty strong. And you know what, let me just run through the scores real quickly. Major League Baseball, Orioles beating the Yankees 7-5. Tigers beating the Blue Jays 4-3. Rays beating the Astros 3-1. Marlins beating the Rockies 3-0. Pirates 5-0 over the Reds. Mets go down to the Nationals 6-5. Like I said, the Brewers on top of the Cardinals 5-4. Yelich with his four bombs on the year and that walk-off double helping the Brewers to get to first place right now, early in the season. Twins win 9-3 over the Indians. White Sox 6-3 over the Royals. Cubs go down to the Rangers 11-10. Angels struggling out of the gates, losing to the Athletics 2-1. Diamondbacks losing to the Dodgers. They're struggling as well. 8-7 is the final there. Padres beat the Giants 3-1. Mariners topping the Red Sox 10-8. Mariners getting out of the gates really, really well, and the Red Sox struggling a little bit. Phillies 5-1. They beat the Braves. And you know what? The Phillies yet to lose a game so far. So real quickly, just kind of want to run through some of the early standings, which I think will be a lot different in some cases in just a couple of weeks. But right now, the Tampa Bay Rays on top of the American League East. And again, incredibly early in the regular season, Yankees and Red Sox both at the cellar right now. But interesting that's how it's starting out when we know that those two teams will be competing for a World Series. Kansas City Royals and the Twins on top of that division right now, the American League Central, the American League West. Mariners playing incredibly well. They played the early games as they were over in Japan, so they've gotten out of the gates pretty well. 5-1 is their record. And again, they've played the most games out of anybody in Major League Baseball. And interestingly enough, Houston Astros at the bottom of that division right now, too. So pretty crazy when you think about the Astros, the Red Sox, and the Yankees, all teams that will absolutely be contending for a World Series, have all gotten out of the gates real slow in the cellar of all their divisions. Nationally, real quickly, Phillies, like I said, have yet to lose a game. Excuse me, Mets 2-1 right behind them. Marlins at 500. Natties a little bit under 500 at 1-2. And then the Braves 0-3. And that's disappointing because the Braves were one of those teams that was a shocker and a surprise last season. So you'd like to see them figure things out and be competitive once again. Milwaukee Brewers on top in the Central, 3-1. Pittsburgh 1-1. Reds are 1-1. Cubs are 1-2. And St. Louis is 1-3 because they just played the series with Milwaukee. So right now, very, very early in the season. And the Cubs, they've been struggling with their bullpen and their relief. So we'll see if they can tidy things up. And I'm sure they will. Dodgers right now 3-1, and they were pretty happy to see the Diamondbacks to start the season because a lot of changes with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you know what? I think they're going to struggle. I really do. You get rid of Goldschmidt, you get rid of Pollock, some of the other guys that they got rid of. it does make it very challenging, very tough on these other guys to really have to step up and, in a lot of cases, overperform, to be quite honest with you. So we'll see what kind of a year it is for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dodgers, though, have gotten out pretty well. And, you know, when you think about things and how they're going to wind up, it's good to see that the Brewers might be a team to be reckoned with for years. And the question that I had about them was pitching. Hader, the other night, I believe, may have been on Sunday, Saturday, one of these last couple of days. I believe he pitched like nine balls, nine strikes, nine outs. It's just pretty amazing stuff. Pretty incredible stuff that you're seeing from Craig Counsell and how he goes about managing. You know, I thought in the postseason might have kind of overmanaged a little bit. Might have outsmarted himself to a certain degree. But sometimes when you have as many weapons, as many toys at your disposal, like a Craig Counsell has with the Milwaukee Brewers and that pitching staff and that rotation, you know, sometimes you might get caught up. Sometimes you might pull the wrong trigger. You don't want to do it in the postseason. Believe me, I get it. But I think the way that they've gotten out of the gates, it tells you they're legit. They're for real. That Christian Yelich's MVP, NL MVP season last year, it wasn't a fluke, people. The guy got out of the gates. I mean, nobody's done it any better, let's be honest. Four home runs, four games, the walk-off double to win the game for his team. There's something brewing there in Milwaukee. There really is. And again, I've told you many times before, I am from the great state of Wisconsin. But I am also very objective. When they stink, I'm going to let you know they stink. When they're on top of the mountain, I'm going to let you know when they're on top of the mountain too. But they're doing it the way that you would hope that they would do it. Their players that you expect to make plays are making plays. Keeping Moustakas around was a great play too. I love that guy. Lorenzo Cain can make plays out in the outfield. He can bring balls back in the park. Ryan Braun is just real steady. He's going to hit right around 300, a little bit over, maybe a little bit under. So you get what I'm saying. They kind of have that it factor. The Dodgers have that it factor. I fully expect the Dodgers, I'll be quite honest with you, I expect the Dodgers and the Brewers to be going right at it again, once again, to see who plays to go to the World Series. And if not those two teams, well, potentially the Cubs would be in there. But again, they've gotten out of the gate slow. Philadelphia, you got to like them with the changes that they've made. But ultimately, look, man, if you don't believe that the Milwaukee Brewers are legit, well, then you're just being a hater. If you don't think that the Dodgers are legit, if you think because the Boston Red Sox or the Yankees have gotten out of the gate slowly and that they're somehow not going to be battling it out late in the season to go to the World Series, again, I think you're hating. You're hoping. You're stretching. It's way too early. That's the point of this. But in some cases where you had some doubt about teams maybe coming back from how they played last season, such as a Milwaukee Brewers team, and seeing them come out of the gates the way that they have, with guys like Christian Yelich doing exactly what he did last season when he put up MVP-like numbers, that's a different story. That's a different story. And when the Boston Red Sox have gotten out of the gates and they're giving up all kinds of runs and not scoring enough runs to win baseball games, that also is something to keep an eye on. But again, I do think that they'll figure things out. Again, I hear the music, I know, so got to take a quick pause. I'll do that. On the other side, I'm going to get into some NBA. I'm going to get into a bunch of different things, maybe a little NFL. We'll just kind of go around the sports world. So keep it close. Get at me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody. Andy Dorf, weekend recap style right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Oh, that is awesome. All right, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf, like he said, get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that may still be going for you. Who knows? 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, here's what I'm going to do because I do have some callers out there, so I want to get to you guys. But I do want to get my NBA stuff in as well because there was a bunch of games in the NBA, and there's a lot of interesting stuff that's happening, in, at least in my humble opinion. But as always, want to jump out to the phones because I do this for you people, always for the people. That's how I like to roll, man. I'm going to hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America, brother. What's up?
Well, I was just listening to you, Andy, and you stole a lot of my thunder. I mean, Josh Hader on Saturday, my God, nine pitches, nine strikes. I don't know if you mentioned it, but they didn't even touch the ball. I mean, he threw nine fastballs, and there wasn't even one foul ball. That was the most incredible performance I have seen, maybe in my life, the way it was just gas, gas, gas. We had the games on, and then Christian Yelich, what you were talking about, just picking up where the MVP was before. But and one other thing, by the way, the pride of Santa Monica Little League, Lucas Giolito goes 6.5 no-hit baseball today for the White Sox. It was very impressive. Actually, we had two Santa Monica ex-Little Leaguers pitching, one to Angel Stadium, and Lucas was pitching. But getting back, I want to circle back to the tournament. And as much as we talked about last week, how, like, well, the first two rounds were kind of like chalk and we don't have these stories. I mean, have we ever had a compelling, more compelling Sweet 16 and Elite Eight? I mean, maybe that's kind of now the whole theory for drama. Let the first two rounds be chalk, and then we just get heavyweight fight after heavyweight fight after heavyweight fight. I mean, I'm sorry, but this weekend, was that insane or what? I mean, Edwards 40-plus points last night, and then today Duke getting down. I mean, who would have said of all the number ones, Virginia would be the only one to escape to be in the Final Four? I mean, this tournament went from dud to being, like, insanity. And that's what always happens with this tournament. I can't tell you how crazy I am over the tournament right now. And who's the darling? Who are we going to root? Who are we actually rooting for? I guess it's Auburn because we want to see if Charles Barkley is going to be able to get through it or not.
I'm rooting for Auburn or Texas Tech first, and then I guess I'm going to root for Sparty after that, and Virginia last because, again, Virginia, before the tournament, they were the odds-on favorite, the team that's supposed to take this thing. They were like a 33% chance or something like that to win the tournament. So all they've done is kind of hold their seed. But again, the way that they've had to do it, losing to the 16 seed last year, only number one in the history of the NCAA tournament to do that. You followed up the next year with a Final Four run. It's definitely cool. It's a great story. Auburn doing it without their third best player. Michigan State, I mean, they just work as hard as anybody, you know, taking down Zion and RJ Barrett, Mike Krzyzewski, and then Texas Tech winning the way that they were able to win, you know, just locking people down. So, look, I think it was just, you know, beating a number one seed in Gonzaga. You just got to love everybody's story at this point. You know, to your point, the first couple rounds, like you said, not that exciting. It got a lot better because the heavyweight champions, the fighters were out there, and we got some overtime games. We got some nail-biter type stuff. And this is what we want when we get March Madness. So we finally got it at some point, and you know what? Hopefully we get it in the Final Four, too.
Even though Virginia's number one and they're in, I'm still not buying their stock. I mean, they're a tipped free throw to the backcourt away from being eliminated and not going in overtime. I mean, come on now. They should have been bounced earlier, too. I mean, this team has been the luckiest team, and I just see them going down. I sure hope so. Although, you know, they are the number one team, and all the rest of them are kind of the, you know, what, threes and fives are in there? I mean, you know, we've got the tournament is theirs for the taking, and they should take it. But I am not buying their stock at all from what I've seen.
Look, they did have guys hit shots the other day, so they earn a little bit of respect in that sense. They were hitting shots the other night. That's how they got the victory, to be quite honest with you. Look, Auburn, I think that sooner or later their magic may run out, and it could happen at the Final Four. We'll see. Michigan State, that game could have gone either way, man. I mean, you know, Duke did have a chance at the end of the game, and I was relatively impressed with Texas Tech. I think they're a really tough out. So I think Michigan State has their hands full. I think Virginia has their hands full. Auburn hits the three ball. You know, they can defend. They got guys that can block shots. They're athletic. So, again, man, I think that the Final Four, they're going to be nail-biters, man. You're looking at great games, really competitive games.
I sure hope so. The only thing this tournament has not had yet, and correct me if I'm wrong, is a buzzer beater to win. We've had complete close games, but something that We've had buzzer beaters to tie, but not one of those 3 points where you all of a sudden you went from 180 to this. And what? What happened?
Yep, I mean, no, you're right.
We've had
no.
What happened moments. We need a couple buzzer beaters. We've got our overtimes. We've had now our number ones down. Let's get some buzzer beaters and let's really jack this tournament up.
All right.
Even more so than it is.
So just out of curiosity, because I won't be able to talk to you until after the fact, obviously, tell me who you think wins those final four games, and then what's your final matchup, and who winds up winning the big dance, man? Who does it?
I go on emotion right now. I can't. I mean, I would say that Virginia is the odds-on favorite. I am totally pulling for Auburn, and Michigan State looks impressive. But I would love to see an Auburn Texas Tech and throw the thing completely upside down.
So,
you know?
So okay. So if that's the case, you've got Texas Tech and Auburn. Who wins? Texas Tech or Auburn?
I don't think Auburn's going to make it past because they're down their player who tore his ACL. And they every time they had the ball today, it wasn't they just didn't seem. I feel confident they were making their shot. They made their runs and they were able to scrap the win. I would say probably of the four, I think Auburn has the least chance to win, but they are the ones who's now. That's my Cinderella story. They have never been there before, and I just love watching Chuck. When they throw it to the studio and he's crying. I tell you, he's going to be an emotional wreck if they win and go to the final game on Monday. So we'll talk Sunday night, by the way.
Hey,
we'll talk Sunday night before the final.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
So you just brought something up that I think is pretty cool about college basketball. When you see guys like Magic Johnson there supporting his Michigan State Spartans, when you see Chuck having the studio all dialed up for him and his Auburn stuff all over the desk, you see Ralph Sampson for Virginia, you get what I'm going. You see these old guys, these great players that were playing for a long, long time ago, and they come back and they still have this spirit and this college, the love for the college game. What does that mean, man? I mean, how special is it?
Well, here, this is the deal. You know, when you're a professional, you're a professional. You're being paid to do a job, and it's unlike when you're an amateur and you have an allegiance and you're an 18 to 21-year-old kid who develops that passion, that commitment to your school. We all have our passion commitment. I mean, I'm a Cane, you know. I grew up a Badger fan because I was in Wisconsin. I grew up a Marquette Warrior fan. But I went to the University of Miami. I was there for Kelly Costa and Tessa Verde. You know, the U is my team. We didn't have basketball when I was there, by the way. They had it before and after my time. So when it comes to football, the U is my team, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're a player, even more so, you have that tie to your college because it's unlike anything else. We've all been to college. We haven't played at this level or been participated at this level, but there's something uniquely inherent, whether you're in a fraternity, you know, or a sorority, or on a sports team. You have this connection to the school, friends, and your colleagues, unlike, in the workplace. That bond is so much tighter, so much greater than anything else.
Hey, Mitch, good stuff, man. I got to let you run. Great stuff, as always, brother. I'll talk to you next week, and we'll be talking about who's playing in the final game, my friend.
Go Auburn Tigers!
Love it. Love that guy. All right. So, look, again, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to get on board, hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Going to get a couple of scores in from the NBA and then some thoughts real fast. Milwaukee Bucks go down to the Hawks in overtime, 136-135. No Giannis. The sprained ankle kept him out of the game. Mavericks beat the Thunder 106-103, and that's not good for them because they're in the eighth spot. They could use a couple of victories to get out of the eighth spot so they don't have to play Golden State in the first round. Lakers 130-102 and over the Pelicans. They're shutting down LeBron for the season. Think of it what you want. Kings 113-106 over the Spurs. Spurs, again, they don't want to lose either. They're battling those last couple spots. The Wizards get the victory over the Nuggets, 95-90. Nuggets can't afford losses if they want the number one seed. Hornets go down to the Warriors, who have the number one seed in the West, 137-90. And then the final game was the Clippers, who just continue to impress me, 113-96 over the Grizzlies. And looking at the standings, I kind of am worried about Oklahoma City Thunder, man. They're really, really coming into the playoffs in a bad way. 3-7 in their last 10 games, struggling tremendously down the stretch. This is a team that was in the third spot not too long ago. So, OKC, try to figure things out quick. San Antonio in the second spot playing Denver. That's interesting, man. That could be a tough matchup for Denver. The LA Clippers playing the Houston Rockets right now. Again, these are the standings right now. And I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody wants to play the Clippers. They just don't give a you-know-what. They really don't, man. They got nothing to lose. They got absolutely nothing to lose. They're just playing. They're balling, too. Really impressive. Utah Jazz and Portland, that's going to be a battle if that's the 4-5 matchup. Really going to be a battle. So I like some of the matchups in the Western Conference. We'll see how banged up teams get. Real quickly in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee will be playing Miami right now. Love that matchup for Milwaukee. We'll be able to let Brogdon and some other guys heal up. I think they can beat Miami in four games without several guys, to be quite honest with you. Brooklyn will be playing Toronto. Brooklyn might get a game. They seriously could get a game off of Toronto. That wouldn't surprise me. Pistons will be playing Philadelphia. I think that would be trouble for the Pistons. And then Boston and Indiana, I got to like Boston. I got to think that they'd be able to figure things out. And you know what? The Pacers, without Vic, I think that they're going to struggle a little bit in the playoffs. Anyways, I did hear the music. I know I got to take another quick pause for the cause. Going to do it, come back and wrap things up the way I do. Parting shot time, as you know. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the weekend recap, Sports Overnight America, Andy Dorf. You can always catch me early in the mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. doing the Dorf on Sports radio show. So check for that. Somewhere around your town, country, dial, whatever, Sirius XM channel 211. I'm not quite sure wherever you might be on the dial there. But anyways, before I get the heck out of Dodge, real quickly recapping things that have happened. Finally got something pretty impressive with the March Madness tournament. First couple rounds were relatively boring. Let's not kid ourselves. Wasn't that entertaining. No compelling stories. No buzzer beaters, no overtimes, no drama. None of it, man. But as the tournament has progressed, we've gotten better games. We've gotten much better matchups. We've gotten much better scoring. We've gotten better basketball, for crying out loud. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for us, man. Seriously, finally getting better basketball. And the four teams that are left playing in Minneapolis next weekend on Saturday, and then we'll have that final game on Monday night. Texas Tech, Michigan State, Auburn, and Virginia. Virginia, the lone number one seed. We've got a 2 seed, we've got a 3 seed, and we've got ourselves a 5 seed, if I'm not mistaken. So ultimately, it took a different course. It took a different route as to how we got ourselves to this pretty damn good Final Four, to be quite honest with you. When you look at these teams, they were solid all season long. Virginia was a number one team. Michigan State was a top team. Auburn was a top 10 team. Texas Tech was a top team. So we got ourselves a pretty damn good Final Four. Let's hope we got ourselves a great basketball ahead of us and a really, really fun weekend. So for Scott on the other side of the glass, the great clips that you always have for me, man, I do appreciate it. I'm going to say peace. I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to say I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and this was Sports Overnight America.